Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
John Mellencamp bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Treasurer is here. Bill's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in an Age of Arrogance. He's the co-author of that, along with Captain John Havlick. Bill, and that's, by the way, that's just one of his many books that are all about leadership, all about making you better and more effective as a leader. Bill, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
Oh, sure. BillTreasurer.com or CourageBuilding.com.
All right. So check that out. Bill, I know that you're a beautiful example of somebody who's your cheese got moved because you weren't able to travel and go to conferences and do training face-to-face the way you make a living. So somebody moved your cheese, and you've turned it in. You didn't rest on your laurels. You got up off your backside and moved to where the cheese was, which is doing business virtually and generating revenue in a way that you can do. A lot of small businesses can't do that. If you're a retailer, if you're a restaurant, you know, you've got some different situations, but you've been able to make lemonade out of some lemons. And one of the things that you have to do, though, is you can't just pop in on a team company meeting in your T-shirt and not having combed your hair or bathed in 2 days. You have to show up in these new settings in a professional way, as if you were coming to them in front of them in a big hotel somewhere. What do you think?
Oh, totally. You know, there's a story out there. I think it's true that there was a woman who was playing around with Zoom with her children, and she set a background so that she was a potato. She literally, like, her mouth would move, but her head was a potato.
Wow.
And then she couldn't figure out how to get the background off. And later that day, she had to go on a team call with her people, and she showed up on the Zoom call as a potato. She had to do the whole call as a potato because she didn't know how to turn the background off.
Wow.
So this is, you know, I get it. It's a little cute at first. You know, we get to see people with their dog in their lap. I've seen a lot of people with their children in their lap. And, I've got a heart for people. And I got children at home right now, three teens I'm cloistered with. So I get the extenuating circumstances and the realities of this moment. But going forward, in order to capitalize on this moment and be able to work from home more often, which people have bellyached about for a long time, now they're going to have it because their bosses are being productive. They're being productive. Their bosses are going to have a bigger appetite and tolerance for it. But it's just like, you know, yesterday I had a webinar. I've got two today. I've got an Oxford shirt on right now. You still have to show up. Sure, mm-hmm. I've not been able to get my hair cut like everybody else, but I got a little Brill cream in there.
I'm afraid you can see it. They can see my roots when I do a Zoom call now. They can see my roots.
So you're right. We still have to show up professionally. I get it in this COVID moment. Maybe there's been a little informality out of sheer shock. But now we've got to sort of step up the game and be the.
This is what we need to be. Everybody needs to be thinking about. Okay, so far we've been. You know, it's sort of like a fight or flight response, right? We've got to step up, and we got a little adrenaline. You know, we're making the most out of this. But what if making the most out of it turns into be your new regular? I don't like the word normal, Bill. So I call it the new regular. What if you're still doing this? I mean, everybody who's working from home right now, who's doing it productively, who's currently having some success for you and for the company. Anybody who's having some success working from home right now probably needs to think, what if I'm doing this a year from now? What would that look like? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was a bit fortunate. For the last year, I've been doing what I call power hours. I had done virtual training through Zoom, and I had done it a number of times. So I got familiar with the Zoom tool, and then this all sort of cratering moment happened, and I had, just like a lot of business owners, sure, I visited Pity City. I got a little upset for the first couple of days and bit my nails and the whole thing. But at some point, you got to pivot. And you got to go, you know, get that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, desperation can be a good thing for a business.
That's right.
And out of sheer desperation, I, you know, pivoted to a virtual model. And now my clients have a bigger appetite. Like I told you, I got the one client who signed up for 6 of these how to work from home videos, virtual trainings, and a number more.
Well, your next proposal, Bill, is to say, okay, here's my new proposal, sans travel expense. Look at how much I'm saving you
money
for travel expense.
You know, and frankly, I get to put my head on my own pillow and have dinner with my kids. What's better than that?
That's right. Yeah. This is going to be more the new regular. It's not going to happen to everybody. Everybody can't do this, but it's going to be more the new regular. But this has been going on for a while now, Bill. I mean, I know CEOs who live on the other side of the country from their headquarters, and they work from home. So, hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
Sure. BillTreasurer.com, CourageBuilding.com. Once again, Jim, what a great service you do, especially for small business owners like myself. I so value your friendship and what you do. God bless you for everything you do.
You too, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for those kind words. And as you know, everybody knows how we feel about Bill Treasurer around here. I got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the break. Whatever you do, don't go away. It's 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.